themselves as the credit for what they have and for who they are. And yet what we learn here is that anything that we are thankful for should be expressed and directed to God himself. So are you thankful that you have a vacation? Good, but thank God for the vacation. Are you thankful for a new piece of furniture? Good, but thank God for the new piece of furniture. Are you thankful that you got over an illness? Good, thank God that he made you healthy again. A truly thankful heart doesn't just stop at the object of what we're thankful for. It keeps going until it gets to the source. And the source is God himself. Okay, so a thankful heart, first of all, is a choice. Secondly, a thankful heart is God-centered. Third, a thankful heart is a lifestyle. Verse 1 goes on to say, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Being thankful is not to be merely giving lip service to it. Being thankful is not just something that should be evident a couple days in November when we get together with our family and friends and have a couple days off and have fun together. No, a thankful heart should be who we are. It should define the character of who we are as Christians. When it says, with all my heart, it literally means it's an expression of genuine, sincere devotion. Now, what exactly does that mean, and what does it look like then? Well, we know that how we live our lives is a reflection of the condition of our hearts, right? Proverbs tells us that the heart is the wellspring of life. And therefore, a heart that is filled with thanks to God is ultimately expressed in a life that seeks to please God. I would have to say that the people that I am most thankful for, which, by the way, are the people that I love the most, are the people that I want to please the most. Okay, so understand that a thankful heart will develop as you grow in your relationship with God, as you fall in love with him more and more. And as that happens, you want to please him, which is ultimately expressed through obedience and through submission to him. It's a lifestyle of obedience and submission to him. So a thankful heart, first of all, is a choice. Secondly, it is God-centered. And third, it is a lifestyle. Now, the rest of the points flow out of David's declaration of thanks in verse 1, but it all comes back to his thankful heart. And I want you to see this. So point number 4 is this. A thankful heart is then motivated by the character of God. Verse 2, I will bow down toward your holy temple, and I will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. David here is worshiping God with thanksgiving. Why? Well, he says it. Because of God's love and because of God's faithfulness, which is revealed and is exalted through his word. I think it's pretty tough to praise God for his incredible love, and it's pretty difficult to praise God for his steadfast faithfulness if you don't know him very well and if you haven't experienced what he can do in your life. So what I want you to see here is that there is a direct correlation between knowing the love of God and experiencing the faithfulness of God with having a thankful heart. That just created this question in my mind through this week. And it made me just ask myself this, James, have you ever met a godly person that has not had a thankful heart? And I just started going through my life and thinking of all of the most godly people I've ever met. And you know what I concluded? I concluded, honestly, that godly men and women that I have met over the course of my life have always been thankful men and women. And I think the correlation between godliness, understanding his love and appreciating his faithfulness is always correlated with a thankful heart. They always seem to go together. If you're struggling with a thankful heart today, maybe you need to rekindle your pursuit of knowing God and spending time in His Word, where He reveals Himself and His faithfulness. And as you begin to understand that love and as you begin to experience that faithfulness, you might be pleasantly surprised how that begins to develop a thankful heart in you. And so a thankful heart is a choice. It is God-centered. It is a lifestyle. And fourthly, it is motivated by the character of God. Number five, a thankful heart remembers past blessings. Verse 3 says, "When I called you, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted." David here is specifically remembering how God answered prayer for him, and in the process, how God strengthened him as a result of that. Now, in order to maintain a thankful heart, it is important that we remember the past of how God has answered prayer and how God has demonstrated His grace to us. And in reality, this is really an application of the last point. Think how God has demonstrated His love to you, and think how God has demonstrated His faithfulness to you. Protection from temptation, victory and forgiveness over particular sins, opportunities to share His truth, how He has given you strength in the midst of loss or heartache, how He has supplied your needs financially, how He's met your faith promises, how He's restored a broken relationship. I think one of the reasons we don't have a thankful heart is because we quickly forget all that God has done in our lives. And that is why Scripture warns us numerous times to be careful. And here's one of those verses in Deuteronomy that says, "Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them." It's one of the ways to raise a godly generation, is to speak of the blessings of the past and how God has met our needs. Proves who He is. I'm assuming that many of you, as you gather in homes this Thursday, will go around the table, as I think most families do, and everyone has to say something that they're thankful for. That is not just a nice tradition. That is an important exercise in remembering the goodness and grace of God in our lives. So think about that. Don't just go through the motions of saying something. Think about what God has done. And it's important then to give testimony to that to others as well. Another good exercise is to keep a prayer journal where you keep track of how God has answered prayers over the years. How fun that is to then go back in the journal and say, see what God has done. Because you know what? I often forget. And so to have those things written down is a wonderful exercise just to encourage my heart and to remind me of the faithfulness and goodness of God. And it doesn't matter how you do it, but it's important here that you and I remember our past blessings from God if we are going to have a thankful heart. Number six, a thankful heart wants others to know about God. Verse 4, David says, "May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord." Now, I believe a thankful heart doesn't want to just keep what he is thankful for to himself. When you get a scholarship, you're thankful and you tell others. When you have a new child, you're thankful and you tell others. In this case, David wants all kings, which are a representation of all nations, to know God as he knows God, so that they will also worship him with thanksgiving. Let me just read for you a few verses out of Psalm 96 that really speak to this point specifically. And it says, beginning in verse 1, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among the peoples. See the desire for all peoples to know God? And then he says, for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Listen, if you're a Christian and you're growing in your appreciation for who God is and the gift of salvation that he has given you, you will find yourself wanting to tell others about him. Thankful heart wants others to know about God. Number 7, a thankful heart is humble. Verse 6, though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Okay, David sees himself as the lowly here, or the humble. The proud, he's speaking of his enemies. But humility is synonymous with a thankful heart because a humble heart sees his need for God and understands and appreciates that all he has is not deserved. But what he has are gifts of grace and mercy that God has chosen to give him. And so therefore, a thankful heart is always a humble heart. If you do not have a humble heart, you will not have a thankful heart. Number 8, a thankful heart is not based on circumstances. Verse 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. David is experiencing a thankful heart even in the context of difficulties and troubles and threats in his life. And you may be in the midst of difficulties this morning. And as you hear this point, you say, well, James, how do you expect me to have a thankful heart when my heart is hurting and when my heart is broken for whatever reason? You know, that's a difficult question to answer, but I think Hebrews 13:15 gives us a little insight into the answer. Because it says, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice, something that I don't want to lay down, but I need to lay down. Maybe the sacrifice of our feelings of hurt and the feelings of discouragement and sacrificing those things by intentionally giving God the praise that he rightly deserves. Of course, we're reminded in a number of places the importance to give thanks in all situations. James 1:2 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. It means we're to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I think one of the reasons God calls us to give thanks in those difficult times is that it gets our focus off of our circumstances, which only takes us down. And to get our eyes on him and off of our circumstances, which then results in perspective and begins to give hope again to our hearts. There's an old legend that is told of a man who found the barn where Satan kept his seeds ready to be sown in the human heart. And on finding the seeds of discouragement more numerous than others, he learned that the seeds could be made to grow almost anywhere. When Satan was questioned, he reluctantly admitted that there was a place, one place, in which he could never get them to thrive. And where is that? Asked the man. And Satan replied sadly, in the heart of a grateful man. And though that's just a legend, I think there's some truth that when we are a people of thanks, even in the midst of circumstances that are difficult and discouraging or whatever, and as we give thanks in those times and make the choice to give thanks in those times, God will encourage our hearts. And so a thankful heart is not based on circumstances. And then number 9, lastly, A thankful heart demonstrates confidence in God. Verse 8 says that the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. And here David is expressing his trust that God knows what he's doing and that his plans are perfect, even in difficult circumstances. And though he doesn't know how, he knows that God will take care of him and that God will meet all of his needs. So let me ask you, do you thank God for what he's going to do in your life? Is that what I'm supposed to do? It's exactly what we're supposed to do. Listen to Philippians 4, verse 6. Don't be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make all of your requests known to God. Now, I just want you to notice here, the thanksgiving is not being made after the prayer is answered, but it is made in the process of the prayer and the making of the request. It is accompanying the prayer. And the idea here is that we're to express confidence in how God will answer, in what he will do, and to be thankful for whatever way he chooses to answer our prayers. And so I would just say to you that whatever you are praying for in your life, let your prayer be accompanied by thanks to God in advance for what he's going to do. That is a thankful heart. It's a heart that demonstrates confidence in God. So let me close. As a Christian, is your heart becoming more thankful? Are you growing in a way that your heart is growing more thankful? Because if you're growing as a Christian, one of the evidences of that should be that we're growing in a thankful heart. A thankful heart is a choice. It is God-centered. It is a lifestyle. It is motivated by the character of God. It remembers past blessings. It wants others to know him. It's humble. It's not based on our circumstances. And it demonstrates confidence in God. Let's ask God to enable us to be a people that are thankful. You know what? The world needs to know that, don't they? How in the world does our world know who God is unless God's people are the most thankful people in the world? And so may God help us to apply these principles to our lives to foster a heart of thanksgiving. Let's pray. Father, as we heard even that song, Come Thou Fount, one of the phrases in that is how our heart is so prone to wander from the God that we love. And in that wandering, Lord, we often lose sight of being thankful. And we become critical, and we become prideful, and we become greedy. We lose contentment. And so this morning, Lord, I pray that you would just help us. Draw us back to yourself. Help us to see our need for you again this morning. And in that, create in us a thankful heart. For many of us, Lord, we need to make some choices this morning to be a thankful people. Maybe because we've become so used to being unthankful without even thinking about it or even knowing it anymore. Lord, make us very aware by your Spirit what kind of heart we have. I pray that people would see the difference that Christ makes in our life by us being thankful. Not just when things are good, but when things are also difficult, because we know you and we trust you and we love you. Lord, help us to express that through the worship of thanksgiving. And so may that theme resonate within our lives this week, but may it continue to resonate throughout our lives, become deeply planted within our hearts. And may it reveal itself, Lord, in how we live our lives. And so use us to that end. Use us to bring glory to you through a heart of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Forever, just one more time, stand and sing. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever, for he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever.
Faithful, so we always have a reason to be thankful, right? Amen. Amen? Amen. Okay, just checking. All right. Have a wonderful week this week. If you can stay for Sunday school, please do that. There's refreshments in the fellowship hall. If you're new here this morning, join us for that time as well. Class starts in about 15 minutes or so. Don't forget to sign up, ladies, for the brunch. And don't also forget your tickets for the Christmas concert. You can also do that in the fellowship hall at the table there. And also, don't forget about your Christmas shoe boxes, by the way, too. I think we need to get those in pretty soon as well. So you're dismissed. Lord bless you.